I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. John Avlon of Newsweek and CNN continue with me, and we're very pleased to be joined by 8th Michigan, Congressman Mike Rogers, representing the 8th Congressional District of Michigan. He is also the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, a select committee, and he joins us tonight, the day after he was on Meet the Press commenting on Libya. Congressman, a very good evening to you. Thank you for joining us. You have a very busy schedule. They don't allow you moments like this, so we're going to take advantage. Congressman, you, in yesterday, in your remarks to the national media, indicated that Gaddafi must go. Must go. That means depart office. That means give up office. Do I state that correctly?
You do. I think the worst possible outcome for the United States is a stalemate where Muammar Gaddafi, a former state sponsor of terrorism who owns chemical weapons stockpiles, who is shown the capability to do bad things outside his borders, is still in power.
And that, I take it, Congressman, means that no half measures will do. Gaddafi retires to his palace and one or more of his sons take control. That is not acceptable in your opinion. Is that correct?
Well, one thing I will say is that the best outcome for him is not to be in leadership. Now, if the rebels decide that there's some alternative, I don't think we should summarily reject it. I think we ought to at least talk about it and what that means. If he's in house arrest somewhere, that's better than billions of dollars and thousands of lives lost to prove the point. So I don't think that's out of the question. I just, knowing Muammar Gaddafi, that is probably the last on his list.
Congressman, what additional force can be brought to bear to remove Gaddafi at this point?
Well, I think there's a lot of things going on. There's lots of pressure on him to step down. I mean, an incredible amount of pressure. Moussa Koussa is a foreign affairs minister who used to be his intel chief, stepped down, cooperating with us, cooperating with the British. He's defected to the other side. That puts lots of pressure. And that's important because he was the most trusted person outside of his family and his regime. And there are lots of efforts, many of which we cannot and won't talk about tonight, that are ongoing to get Muammar Gaddafi to understand that the best course of action for him is to step down to avoid further bloodshed.
Congressman, you are a very significant national security voice as head of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. I'm not going to ask whether you were or were not consulted before this decision, but you know many of your colleagues in Congress are uncomfortable with how we got into this without consultation, without a fair review of the facts. Do you believe at this point that the president has satisfied the questions in Congress and your colleagues, especially in the House of Representatives? Are people satisfied with what the president and the National Security Committee have said about our conduct with regard to Gaddafi?
Well, I mean, John, I don't think it's any secret that I'm clearly not going to be supporting the president for re-election. That being said, it is an important slot, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee in the House. I felt very comfortable with the information that they gave me leading up to it, during and subsequent to the action that the president has taken. That being said, I am frustrated that this president hasn't used his capital, his ability to talk to the American people, and his ability to talk to members of Congress to win the majority of people. And by him not doing that, I think has raised this level of skepticism about the Libya campaign that I don't think is warranted, but I understand how we got there because the president has stepped up and said, this is the right thing to do, here's why we're doing it, here's how we get out of it, and here's where we go from here. He didn't do any of those things.
Congressman, I appreciate your candor. I have two specific questions for you. One of the rumors flying around is that Saif Gaddafi has essentially offered to lead a transition to a democracy. It is unclear whether this is done in consultation with his father or as an alternative to his father. Do you think that is credible, and do you have any visibility into what an end game might look like at this point?
Well, listen, I think we need to be brutally honest with ourselves and our allies. If there's a deal that is cut that has his sons actually meeting benchmarks that lead to a Libya that is independent and self-selected, meaning the people of Libya get to select their government, I don't know why we would disagree with that, even if it meant Gaddafi is offered exile somewhere. Is that the best outcome? No. But given what the worst outcome is, that he remains in power, remains control over his chemical stockpiles, and by the way, other weapon systems that keep me up at night, I think that that is something we ought to strongly consider. If the rebels, who we're not completely sure who all of them are or what they believe in. We know who they're against. They're against Muammar Gaddafi. We don't know what they're for. But if that comes about and people can sign up and say, yep, that's the right next step, I think we ought to be for that because it gets Libya with some stability toward a transition, and I think that's the best come for the national security interests of the United States.
Congressman, you have heard the voices from your own constituents and across the country. War fatigue. This is the third war we are actively involved in fighting an enemy right now. Is Libya a bridge too far, in your opinion, Congressman?
I don't believe it is. I think it is in our national interests. I mean, think about, you have a guy that was on the march to kill literally tens of thousands of people, slaughter tens of thousands of people. He is a former state sponsor of terrorism, the Panic bombing, the discotheque bombing where he killed U.S. soldiers in Germany. He possesses chemical stockpiles. I know. I've been in Libya in 2004. I looked at him with my own eyes. I mean, he has other weapon systems that are of concern. And, the recidivist, he's going to, this is the parole guy that goes bad. Given all the circumstances and all the pressure, we know where his head is at, and it's not in place, especially when it comes to the national security interest. I think we can do this, and if we're prudent about how we approach this, no troops on the ground, we continue to put pressure, we use our allies and their capabilities. I think this is the absolute right thing to do for the United States and our future, and we don't have to own the whole problem. And I think we have to show each one is an individual case. Iraq, Afghanistan, very different circumstances than Libya. We're not going to own the problem. We're going to help be a partner, a strong partner in changing Libya to a democracy or at least something resembling a democracy. And that's the right side for us to be on.
Mr. Avalon, I want to observe that the president could not have better support from the Democratic Party than he has from Mike Rogers of the Republican Party.
No, and points for being a straight shooter and reasserting that old lost idea that partisanship should end at the water's edge.
I agree. I put the president of the administration, I've called them, I've talked to them, I told them I want them to be successful. I'm willing to work with them because I don't think this is an Obama plan or a John Boehner, the Speaker of the House plan, or a Harry Reid plan. This is an American thing. And we have some responsibility when it comes to international relations and international affairs and for national security to be as nonpartisan as we can. And I may disagree on how the president got in his consultations with Congress, but at the end of the day, I still believe that this is in our best national security interest to do this, and I'm going to support the president for a successful outcome, and I think all Americans ought to be there.
And right now, Congressman, do you have a view of the timeline? Is there something we can tell our listeners? 3 months? 6 months?
Well, I don't know if there is an exact date, but I will tell you that the Musa Kusa defection from the Gaddafi regime was incredibly important. I will tell you that I do believe, based on what I know, that there will be more important defections coming up. I think the fact that the Gaddafi sons have reached out and said, listen, we're trying to find a way out of this, all of those things bode for a good outcome. And again, it's difficult and it's challenging, but our allies are involved. They're full participants, including the Arab League. All of those things are important. I do believe that we're going to have some positive outcome here pretty shortly. I was an early supporter of the no-fly zone before even the president came out and believe that all of these pressures that are being put on will hasten this thing quickly to a positive outcome for the United States and our allies.
And quickly, is it your measure that the NATO forces, the French, the British, are pulling their weight here, Congressman?
I, I do believe they are, and I have to tell you, I scratch my head when some people say, oh, my gosh, we pulled out. Isn't that terrible? We didn't really quite pull out. And I think the president's problem is he wants to be for it, but not really before it. I think just before it. But if our allies are pulling a bigger burden here than other places and they have the capability to do it, you know what? We used our allies. Worked with them to defeat the Nazis and the Japanese in World War II. We should do the same here, and we shouldn't be bashful for it, because it makes our allies invest in their militaries. That's a positive outcome for our national security in the future. So I do think they are. They're doing some great things. We need to challenge them to do more and be better at it. When we do that, that serves our national interest at the end of the day as well.
Congressman Mike Rogers, the chairman of the House Intelligence Select Committee. It's a select committee. He is also representing the 8th District of Michigan, John Avlon of Newsweek and CNN, and I'm John Batchelor.